This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fintora, orally disintegrating tablets, fentanyl, as citrate. Warning. Limitations of use. Fintora should only be used when your doctor decides that other treatment options are not able to effectively manage your pain, or you cannot tolerate them. Hazardous and harmful use. Fintora poses risks of abuse, misuse, and addiction which can lead to overdose and death. Your doctor may use regularly during treatment. Life-threatening respiratory depression. Fintora can cause life-threatening or fatal breathing problems, slow, shallow, unusual, or no breathing, even when used as recommended. These problems can occur at any time during use, but the risk is higher when first starting Fintora, and after a dose increase, if you are older or have an existing problem with your lungs. Your doctor will monitor you and change the dose as appropriate. Use of other medicines while using Fintora. Using Fintora with other medicines that can make you feel drowsy, such as sleeping tablets, e.g. benzodiazepines, other pain relievers, antihistamines, antidepressants, antipsychotics, gabapentinoids, e.g. gabapentin and pregabalin, cannabis and alcohol may result in severe drowsiness, decreased awareness, breathing problems, coma and death. Your doctor will minimize the dose and duration of use and monitor you for signs and symptoms of breathing difficulties and sedation. You must not drink alcohol while using Fintora. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Fintora. It does not contain all of the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of your taking Fintora against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking Fintora, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may want to read it again. What Fintora is used for. Fintora contains a medicine called fentanyl citrate. It is a pain-relieving medicine known as an opioid, which is used to treat breakthrough pain in adult patients with cancer who are already taking other opioid pain medicines for their persistent, around-the-clock cancer pain. Breakthrough pain is additional sudden pain that occurs in spite of you having taken your usual opioid pain-relieving medicines. Opioid medicines are those that contain active ingredients such as morphine, fentanyl citrate, codeine, methadone, oxycodone, pethidine, or buprenorphine. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Fintora orally disintegrating tablets have been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another use. Fintora is only available on a doctor's prescription. Before you take it, Fintora is not suitable for everyone. When you must not take it. Do not take Fintora if you suffer from short-term pain or chronic pain other than breakthrough pain, such as pain from injuries or surgery, headaches or migraines. You have not been prescribed opioid pain medicine ever. You have not been prescribed opioid pain medicine every day on a regular schedule for at least 1 week to control your persistent pain. If you have not been using these medicines, you must not use Fintora, because it may increase the risk that breathing could become dangerously slow and or shallow, or even stop. You are allergic, hypersensitive to fentanyl, or any of the other ingredients of Fintora, see list at the end of this leaflet. You suffer from severe breathing problems, or severe obstructive lung conditions. You are also taking, or used in the last 2 weeks, medicines referred to as monoamine oxidase, MAO inhibitors. Do not take Fintora after the expiry date shown on the blister package label and the carton. Do not take Fintora if the packaging seems to have been opened or is damaged. Things to be careful of. Addiction. You can become addicted to Fintora even if you take it exactly as prescribed. Fintora may become habit-forming, causing mental and physical dependence. If abused, it may become less able to reduce pain. Dependence. As with all other opioid-containing products, your body may become used to you taking Fintora. Taking it may result in physical dependence. Physical dependence means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking Fintora suddenly, so it is important to take it exactly as directed by your doctor. Tolerance. Tolerance to Fintora may develop, which means that the effect of the medicine may decrease. If this happens, more may be needed to maintain the same effect. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop, Having this medicine suddenly, your pain may worsen, and you may experience some, or all of the following withdrawal symptoms: nervousness, restlessness, agitation, trouble sleeping, or anxiety, body aches, weakness, or stomach cramps, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, increased heart rate, breathing rate, or pupil size, watery eyes, runny nose, chills, or yawning, increased sweating. Do not use Fintora during labor and delivery. It is important that you do not exceed your recommended dose. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you have any allergies, you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed, your other opioid pain medicine you take for your persistent, around-the-clock cancer pain is not stabilized yet, you are suffering from any condition that has an effect on your breathing, such as asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, you have a head injury, you have exceptionally slow heart rate or other heart problems, you have liver or kidney problems, as these organs have an effect on the way in which your system breaks down the medicine. You have low amount of fluid in the circulation or low blood pressure. You have a history of addiction or substance abuse either personally or within your family. You experience an unexplained increase in pain. You feel anxious, irritable, or have sudden mood swings. These could be signs of addiction. You notice any changes in hormones such as prolactin, testosterone and cortisol from blood tests. Your doctor should monitor you for these signs while on treatment. They may also conduct blood tests from time to time to ensure you are responding as expected to treatment. These organs have an effect on the way in which your system breaks down the medicine. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food store. Take special care with Fintora if you are taking any medicines which might normally have a sedative effect, make you sleepy, such as sleeping pills, medicines to treat anxiety, antihistamines, tranquilizers, other strong analgesics used to manage pain such as morphine, codeine, methadone, oxycodone, pethidine, or buprenorphine. You are taking any medicines or other substances that might have an effect on the way in which your body breaks down Fintora, such as medicines used to treat fungal infections, such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, and fluconazole. Medicines that help control HIV infection, such as ritonavir, nilfinavir, amprenavir, and fosamprenavir. Certain antibiotics such as clarithromycin and erythromycin. Medicines used for severe nausea. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart disease, such as diltiazem and verapamil. Medicines used for severe depression known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, or serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, or have done so in the past 2 weeks. Muscle relaxants, such as cyclobenzaprine, mitaxalone. Medicines used for severe depression called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, or have done so in the past 2 weeks. Using Fintora with food or drink. Fintora may be used before or after, but not during, meals. You may drink some water before using Fintora to help moisten your mouth, but you should not drink or eat anything while taking the medicine. You should not drink grapefruit juice while using Fintora because it may affect the way your body breaks down Fintora. Do not drink alcohol while using Fintora. It can increase the risk of experiencing dangerous side effects. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice before taking any medicine. Fintora should not be used during pregnancy or breastfeeding. Breastfeeding should not be restarted until at least 6 days after the last administration of Fintora, unless you have discussed this with your doctor. Driving and using machines. You should discuss with your doctor whether it is safe for you to drive or operate machinery after taking Fintora. Do not drive or operate machinery if you are feeling sleepy or dizzy, have blurred or double vision, or have difficulty in concentrating. It is important you know how you react to Fintora before driving or operating machinery. Important information about some of the ingredients of Fintora. Each tablet of Fintora 100 micrograms contains 10 milligrams of sodium. Each tablet of Fintora 200 micrograms, Fintora 400 micrograms, Fintora 600 micrograms and Fintora 800 micrograms contains 20 milligrams of sodium. You should take this into consideration and seek advice from your doctor. How to take it? Do not take Fintura to treat any condition other than that directed by your doctor. Fintura orally disintegrating tablets are for buccal use. When you place a tablet in your mouth, it dissolves and the medicine is absorbed through the lining of your mouth, into the blood system. Taking the medicine in this way allows it to be absorbed quickly, to relieve your breakthrough pain. How many to take? When you first start Fintura, your doctor will work with you to find the dose that will relieve your breakthrough pain. This process is called the titration process. Please refer to the titration flow chart in the patient's guide for Fintura section of the leaflet for more information. It is very important that you use Fintura exactly as the doctor tells you. The initial dose is 100 micrograms. During determination of your right dose, your doctor may instruct you to take more than one tablet per episode. If your breakthrough pain is not relieved after 30 minutes, use only one more tablet of Fintura during the titration period. Ask your doctor if you are not sure about the right dose, or if you have any questions about taking Fintura. You should start to feel some pain relief quickly while you are taking Fintura. Contact your doctor if your right dose of Fintura does not relieve your breakthrough pain. Your doctor will decide if your dose needs to be changed. It is recommended that you wait at least 4 hours before treating another episode of breakthrough pain with Fintura. The frequency may be increased if instructed by your doctor. You must tell your doctor immediately if you are using Fintura more than 4 times per day, as the doctor may wish to change your medicine for your persistent pain. Once your persistent pain has been controlled, your doctor may need to change your dose of Fintura further. For the most effective relief, let your doctor know about your pain and how Fintura is working for you, so that the dose can be changed if needed. Do not change doses of Fintura or your other pain medicines on your own. Any change in dosage must be prescribed and monitored by your doctor. If you are not sure about the right dose, or if you have questions about taking this medicine, you should contact your doctor. Do not take more than the dose your doctor has recommended. Change in dosage must be directed and monitored by your doctor. How to take it? 1. Open the blister only when you are ready to use the tablet. The tablet must be used immediately once removed from the blister. Separate one of the blister units from the blister card by tearing apart at the perforations. Bend the blister unit along the line where indicated. Peel the blister backing to expose the tablet. Do not attempt to push the tablet through the blister, because this can damage the tablet. Remove the tablet from the blister unit and immediately place the entire tablet near a molar tooth between the gum and the cheek, as shown in the picture. 422,847.png. Do not attempt to crush or split the tablet. Sometimes your doctor may tell you to place the tablet under your tongue instead. 422,846.png. Do not bite, suck, chew, or swallow the tablet, as this will result in less pain relief than when taken as directed. 422,844.png. The tablet should be left between the cheek and gum until dissolved, which usually takes approximately 14 to 25 minutes. You may feel a gentle bubbling sensation between your cheek and gum as the tablet dissolves. In case of irritation, you may change the placement of the tablet on the gum. After 30 minutes, if pieces of the tablet remain, they may be swallowed with a glass of water. Always write the date and time each time you take Fintura tablet. A table called the titration dose record and maintenance dosing record in the leaflet located inside the box will help you record this information. This will help you and your doctors monitor your pain level and if the dose is right for you. Fintura contains no added flavors. You may sense a slight taste, or you may notice nothing at all. How long to take it? You should not normally stop taking Fintura for breakthrough pain unless your doctor tells you to. If you are taking high doses of Fintura and feel that the pain is getting worse with time, please speak to your doctor. Tell your doctor if you feel unwell during your course of treatment. If you take too many Fintura units, overdose. If you or someone else receive too much, overdose, and experience one or more of the symptoms below, immediately call 000000 for an ambulance. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps, even if someone other than you has accidentally used Fintura that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms: slow, unusual, or difficult breathing, drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness, slow or weak heartbeat, nausea or vomiting, convulsions, or fits. If you think you or someone else may have used too much Ventura, you should immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. When seeking medical attention, take this leaflet and remaining medicine with you to show the doctor. Also tell them about any other medicines or alcohol which have been taken. The most common side effects are feeling sleepy, sick, or dizzy. If you begin to feel very dizzy or very sleepy before the tablet is completely dissolved, rinse your mouth with water and spit the remaining pieces of the tablet into a sink or toilet right away. Call another person to help you. A serious side effect of Ventura is slow and/or shallow breathing. This can occur if your dose of this medicine is too high or if you take too much Ventura. You and your carer should discuss this side effect with your doctor immediately. What to do if a child or adult accidentally takes Ventura? If you think someone has accidentally taken Ventura, follow these steps. 1. If the person is asleep, wake them up by calling their name and shaking their arm or shoulder. 2. Call for emergency help. 3. While waiting for emergency help, if the person seems to be breathing slowly, prompt them to breathe every 5 to 10 seconds. If the person has stopped breathing, give mouth to mouth resuscitation until help arrives. While you are taking it, things you must do. Make sure that all of your doctors and pharmacists know about your use of Ventura. Remind them if any new medicines are about to be started, including any medicines that you may purchase without a prescription. Things that you must not do. Do not use Ventura to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. It may not be safe to use Ventura for another complaint. Do not give Ventura to someone else, even if their symptoms are the same. Ventura should only be used by the person for whom it was prescribed. It may not be safe for another person to use Ventura. Do not stop using Ventura unless your doctor advises you to do so. If you have been using Ventura for a long period of time, but stop using it suddenly without your doctor's advice, you may experience withdrawal symptoms, such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, anxiety, and shivering. Seek your doctor's advice if you experience these symptoms. If you become pregnant whilst taking Ventura, you should stop taking it and see your doctor immediately. Side effects. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you experience any of the following: headache, nausea or vomiting, feeling unwell, weakness, dizziness, sleepiness, sedation, constipation, anxiety. If you feel excessively dizzy, sleepy, or otherwise ill while taking Ventura, remove the Ventura unit and contact your doctor for further directions on using Ventura. Tell your doctor immediately, or get someone to take you to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of the following: becoming very sleepy, having slow or shallow breathing, sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Opioids can cause sleep-related breathing disorders including central sleep apnea, CSA and sleep-related hypoxemia, insufficient oxygen intake. Make sure that you are with someone who can keep you awake by talking to you, or gently shaking you every now and then. Whilst using the Ventura tablet, you may experience irritation, pain, gum bleeding, or an ulcer at the site of application. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed in this leaflet may also occur in some patients. After using it, storage. Keep Ventura in the original package until it is time to take the dose. If you take Ventura out of its blister package, it may not keep as well. Do not use it if the blister package has been damaged or opened before you are ready to use it. Keep Ventura in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store it or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car on hot or cold days. Heat, cold and dampness can destroy some medicines. Ventura orally disintegrating tablets must be kept out of the reach of children. The pain-relieving medicine in Ventura is very strong and could be life-threatening if taken accidentally by a child. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Product description. What Fintoral looks like. The orally disintegrating tablets are flat-faced, round, beveled edge tablets, embossed one side with a C, and on the other side with one for Fintoral 100 micrograms, with two for Fintoral 200 micrograms, with four for Fintoral 400 micrograms, with six for Fintoral 600 micrograms, with eight for Fintoral 800 micrograms. Fintoral is supplied in individually sealed, child-resistant blister packs. Ingredients. Active ingredient. The active ingredient is fentanyl. Present in the product is fentanyl citrate. Inactive ingredients. Mannitol. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Sodium hydrogen carbonate. Sodium carbonate. Citric acid. Magnesium stearate. Manufacturer or supplier. Fintoral is manufactured in the USA. Supplied in Australia by Teva Pharma Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, 37 Epping Road. Macquarie Park. New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-288-382. Australian registration numbers. Fintoral 100 micrograms. Ostar 218435. Fintoral 200 micrograms. Ostar 218437. Fintoral 400 micrograms. Ostar 218433. Fintoral 600 micrograms. Ostar 218434. Fintoral 800 micrograms. Ostar 218436. Fintoral is a registered trademark of Simlabs Inc. This leaflet was prepared in August 2021.